I'm so glad. Amen. And I'm so glad for the congregation I see today. Amen. Yes, yes. last week, Sister Brother Dano's daughter talked about John. And I say myself, but this is the message I got for next week. That confirmation, the Lord give it to me, but I can do nothing by myself, but in God, I am never enough. Never enough for God. Only time I need to learn more. I need more because you got more to see. If the people think because he's a pastor or whatever and they appreciate a good word, and whatever, and they think they're wrong. No, you gotta learn much more, and never finish. This is the point that never finish. When you started, you started. But you started in change. Amen. From inside out. Amen. Then, start by the Holy Spirit learning. Amen. He's your teacher. The Holy Spirit is your teacher. So, he's my teacher. He is my teacher. And I love him. Ooh. So, we go to read John 15. And we got to go to the point. I got to put the eyes, my voice a little high. Because the word say, the vine and the branches. And only time the word coming to you, he challenged you. Because the word not challenge you, you not do nothing. So he said, I am the true vine. That's Jesus. And my father is the gardener. He cut off every branches in that bear no fruit. Listen how coming the word of God. Because if you got 1 acres or 2 or 3 acres, land. That's good. Good land, maybe good land can produce. But you no plant nothing, never coming up. So we have, the Lord challenged us to produce. Because he wants you to produce in his land, in his vine. He said, and he cut off every branch in me that bear no fruit. I remember I got a dream like that. When I know it talk about me, I got to cut the branches of the tree, all the tree, it grow a little bit, and cut the branches in the bottom, and the tree look better. So while every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes, so that it will be even more fruitful. That means if you got the word for somebody, tell them. Tell them. If you don't pay attention, accept to them. But if he pay attention, you keep moving. Because that person can be saved because one word you speak to them. And the Lord loved that. And you are, and that it will be even more fruit. And you are already clean because of the word I have spoken to you. Even when you hear the word, now that God knows you hear the word, I'm cleansing you from your sin. So you can go. And you, God use you to talk to the people. Amen. With the power of God. No, you don't go alone. When Jesus walked, he walked first and behind the disciple. He goes first. So we never go alone, and we never are alone. You got company. You don't have to tell nothing to nobody. And if someday you say, no, no, this is not like this, no, it's like that, but your mind say, no, it's like that. We have to pay attention to the word because you hear, maybe you see in the television, yes, some see, some don't. What is happening in this world? Not in the only United States. In all the nations. What is happening? They hear the word. But they got go by their own mind. And was destroyed a lot of things. And one guy said, I don't know what's going on. They don't know what's going on. We know what's going on. Amen. The same. Yes, he pruned the tree. He can break and destroy the tree too. And nowhere, nothing. So the world challenged only time at the people, because this is Jesus' generation. He's in the hand of Jesus. He made Jesus responsible for you. And then he sent the Holy Spirit to help you. So you have to pay attention. Nobody should want kids like this coming over here with the Bible, or the little Bible. Pay attention to this kid. Because he's not coming for nothing over here, coming because the Lord used it to bring the word. You see, the word of the spoken to you, he said, and remain in me. Remain in me. And I remain in you. Amen. See that? See the honest God we serve? He's not looking for color, he's not looking for money, he's not looking for nothing. He's looking for your soul. Amen. Because that's why the Lord chose you to be saved. My God. And I will remain in you, and no branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. If you go full out the vine, who is the vine? Jesus. You go out the Jesus. I don't want to know. What can happen? Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. In me. Not the word. Me. And I am the vine. And you are the branches. Why? See, the word says some word. Or the Bible says some word, and somebody translates for another word. Because they want to go to different God. Amen. God don't like it, because that's not the truth. If a man remain in me, and I am in him, he will bear much fruit. No matter how long you've been in the church, can come in and lead a kid for 2-3 years old or 5 years old. and do better than you do. Not because I am so long in the church. That don't mean a thing for God. You gotta be about into the end anyway. Apart from me, you can do nothing. If anyone does not remain in me, he is like a branch that is thrown away and withered. And such branches are picked up and thrown. In the fire. Remember the word is true. The word of God never change. Put into the fire and burn it. I got a neighbor, the little old lady, and he was so sick. And I bring a roll of bread, not every day, not every week, but once in a while I bring a roll of bread. But she got diabetes. She has a lot of sickness in the body. And besides, I smoke like a more chimney. Because the chimney is stopping the winter time, summer time. But she smoke all the time. And yesterday, I see the sun, and I was checking my car. How it is. And I see that, and I see the son and her daughter. And that's the first word he told me, or he told me, she is dead. Mom is dead. For me, I don't know what's like that, because they surprised me. She know what's that much. So, but she passed away yesterday in the morning. So, but she never listened. I told him, accept Jesus. I told him, I'll give you the scripture. But she didn't pay attention. Now, the son says, well, my mother died. I don't know. I hope we go with God. Hope that. That means, not mean the word. Hope. Hope is hope. Hope for the next day. But it's too late. It's too late. So I try. I told him that daughter. So go to her home. She wasn't close, and talk to her and to see if she can accept Jesus. But no. And then now, when she go, where I go? Now, when the pastor away, leave the body. Where I go now? What I go to do now? No, no, where he go. For the Christian people, when die, oh, there's no die. It's changed. It's changed. The Christian people never die. That's changed. for another body. And soon he leave this old body. The Lord give you the one. And then genome is nothing. For a better way, better life. Forever. That's important to serve Jesus with love. No make excuses. No make excuses. Because you know one day God make excuse to you and put in the fire for a little while? For you learn the word? So. So into the fire, and made you, and ask whatever you wish. Look at that. He gives you opportunity to ask God what you want. But if, no, don't tell him I need $10,000. Because he no got no money. He's rich, but no got no money. He can send you the check. But can you somebody to send you the check? See that one? Because all belong to him. Whatever you wish. And it will be given unto you. Amen. And this is to my Father glory, that you bear much fruit, and showing yourself to be my disciple. You don't have to tell nothing to worry to nobody. I am this or I am that. Amen. God know. And as your Father has loved me, so have I loved you the same way. The God love the Son. He loves you. The same way. You know, got two different love. In the ground, God is hundred love. Different. In the world. But God just got one love. And as the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Amen. Now, remain in my love. If you obey my command. So we'll remain in my love. Just as I have obeyed my Father's command and remain in his love, I have told you. He no hide in the world. Because he's for a top of anything. You don't have to say no word. He telling us what to do. Hallelujah. So you do what he say, and that's said. No mercy is coming the wind and breaking all the houses. But yours is the same way. And he protects you.